Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. Our goal to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. This is the broadcast for July the 19th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, and it is a freedom loving, fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, baby. And man, we got a whole lot of hard hitting news the networks refuse to use at our fingertips, man. Wow. All right, Chase Bank, Kurt, fails stress test. This is a very interesting headline, and I only see WorldNet Daily covering it. Did you see this, Kurt?
No, I didn't.
Chase Bank fails stress test.
How's
that? I mean, they're going to go ahead and shut that baby down?
I don't think so.
No, sir. Now, I put in that exact headline, and it says, Bank's clear CCAR stress test, but JP Morgan Chase, American banker, basically says that, well, their headline is they cleared them. Most of the 18 institutions cleared the second round of the Federal Reserve stress test. So it's improving is what their point is, Kurt, even though they failed. Every headline that I see, they don't mention the failure. They just say they all passed. American Bank sailed through the stress test. What gives when you can't find a single news story about Chase failing the stress test? Kurt, did Chase fail? Yeah. Did Chase Bank fail?
Good question, and it all depends on who's asking it.
Well, so what I see
definition is
what I see is every headline says that, hey, these banks sailed through, American Bank sailed through, and they name the ones that passed. But I don't see that they really focused on it, Kurt.
They passed, Sam?
Well, the test there, Kurt.
Whatever that test was, huh?
What's the stress test, Kurt? I mean, I don't know why you're asking so many questions.
Oh, okay.
You just got to understand, Kurt, it's a stress test. Don't you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting, though. We ought to look up that WorldNet Daily article really quick, though. They say that they failed. They say this: most of the 18 institutions taking the, quote, second round of the Federal Reserve stress test showed improvements over 2018, but JP Morgan Chase and Capital One struggled with both. I guess they had to adjust their capital plans to meet the minimum thresholds. So what they would say, Kurt, is, well, you failed, but we gave you a chance to adjust things, and so you passed. Got it? So
very good, Sam.
Let me explain, Kurt. We did an analysis of your finances, and you're in debt. But we gave you the chance to go borrow some money from your brother, and now it looks like you're good, buddy.
Poof.
Yeah, they say they then cleared the mark. What do you think of that? They say the close call for JP Morgan and Capital One is notable, demonstrating how aggressive many institutions, quote, approach the test, Kurt, attempting to maximize capital distributions. It just shows how tough the test was on certain areas, Kurt. So you got a debate. Did they pass or did they not, Kurt? Let me explain. They failed, but then they let them adjust things, and so then they passed, buddy. Got that? Now, I'm thinking that when you take the ACT or your kids take the ACT or the SAT or, you know, these government, you know, educational tests and stuff like that, when you don't pass the way you want to, Kurt, they need to let you adjust so that you can make the mark, buddy. That's what happened here. And the only one that I see in the news highlighting this reality is WND.com, Kurt. The only news outlet that I see. Now, I'm not saying nobody else is highlighting it, but I can't find them. It is WND.com that brought this to my attention. So do they pass or do they fail? Well, ultimately, I guess they passed, and so we won't talk about the failure. And we won't talk about how they were allowed, given a grace period of adjustment, to pass, Kurt. We're not going to talk about any of that. Isn't that interesting? To me, it's scary because it shows that, you know what, if this systemic moral hazard problem gets worse, they're going to go ahead and protect until the end, Kurt. All right, anything else on this one?
You know, it's just more of the same. The big insiders, they get special deals, right?
Yes, sir. All right, you know who actor Dean Cain is, Kurt?
No.
All right, well, actor Dean Cain is a guy who is defending another actor. Okay? Do you know who actor Chris Pratt is, Kurt?
No.
All right, well, there's a big old story about actor Dean Cain defending actor Chris Pratt, okay? And what happened is Chris Pratt wore a Gadsden flag shirt, okay? Now, do you know what a Gadsden shirt is, Kurt?
If I remember right, it has something to do with the South. And I can't remember what's on it, though.
Now, can you look this up for me, Kurt? This shirt?
Sure.
There's a reason I want you to do this. Look up Chris Pratt, and I want you to see if you can find the shirt. Type in Chris Pratt shirt photo or something like that and see what you get, because I'm a little confused on this story, Kurt. As far as I understand, he didn't have the Gadsden flag. He had a United States flag, Kurt. And it's kind of a weird story here. Now, they say that somebody who has superstar status like Chris Pratt, you know, it could be dangerous if you wear a shirt like this, you know. Anyway, Cain and Pratt both are fine with the flag, saying, look, it's a symbol of liberty. It's not a symbolism of slavery or race or hate or anything else. But wearing this Gadsden flag shirt could be dangerous if you're a rock star or you're, you know, a celebrity like Chris Pratt is. And it's a big old battle and a to-do over this. But when I, as far as I understand, what do you see the shirt, Kurt?
Well, it's apparently that coiled rattlesnake and the don't tread on me thing.
Okay, but it's the tread on me under it, right? But I think there's a shirt that he was wearing that had the don't tread on me part, but it had the American flag, not the Gadsden flag, from what I understood before. Has that changed, you know?
You know, I can't see the picture. I see the Fox News story about it, but they don't show the picture of the T-shirt. They just say he's a famous guy, wore a shirt.
Yeah, anyway, this is worth researching because from what I understand, I don't think he had the Gadsden flag. I think it was an American flag, but I think he had Don't Tread on Me under it. Did you type in Chris Pratt flag? Did any images come up?
I didn't choose images, but I guess I could. Let me see if
I'm just saying, if you want to see images, I would recommend
images. Yeah. By the way, I'm in startpage.com.
Yeah. Well, if you go to startpage.com, you're going to get different results, Kurt.
Yeah. So it does look like it's an American flag with the...
Don't tread on me under it.
Yeah, and it's got the snake thing on top of the American flag, you know? Does that make sense, right? Kind of.
Yes, but it's not really the Gadsden flag is what I'm trying to get across.
Yeah, it's just got that kind of, that extra part. It's almost like combining the two. You know,
but they're calling him a white supremacist because he has this shirt that he wore, Kurt. But the problem is, as far as I can tell, I don't see that it's the Gadsden flag, though.
No.
Looks Am I
like
confused?
It's kind of a combo.
Like I agree, it's a combo. I'm not debating that. Yeah. But I'm saying, you know, it's kind of weird.
Well, it's all part of this whole racist thing, you know. You can tell he's a racist because he is a white guy, Sam, you know. I mean, that's how you basically, too.
Yeah. Right? Don't tread on me controversy. I accept that. I mean, I get it. But I got a question. Let me just ask those people who are against the don't tread on me part. Do you want to be treaded on? Are you for the don't tread on me? I don't want to tread on anybody, Kurt. Do you?
No.
Huh. I just find it interesting that if we're going to be honest about it, it isn't the Gadsden flag, first of all. I agree it's a combo flag. I understand. But the point that he's trying to do is be patriotic and talk about, you know, so Chris Pratt is the star of the blockbuster Guardians of the Galaxy, right? And he's facing criticism after he was photographed by the paparazzi wearing a T-shirt with a mashup of the Gadsden flag, they say, emblazoned with the motto, "Don't tread on me." But students of American history will know the flag and its snake symbolism, and its, quote, slogan originated in the era of the Revolution as a message from the colonists to England. So why is the Avengers actor drawing fire for the shirt? Much like the Betsy Ross flag, now emblazoned on shoes, was once a symbol of American freedom and liberty, has over the years been, well, they've changed the meaning. We need to view the symbol in a broader context. Anyway, let's talk about this, but I got a problem with this whole thing. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
So I'm going to double down in defense of Chris Pratt. And I'm going to double down and say, you know what, folks? The problem is they're saying, hey, this guy might be in serious danger for wearing this flag, Kurt. And it's a don't tread on me T-shirt controversy. But I'm going to double down in defense of him, Kurt. I don't believe that this is, I don't even believe the actor is very political, Kurt. So I don't know how much he even knew, right? About this. I don't think he intended to get in this melee of whatever. But look, and last hour I kind of highlighted this a bit. I don't want to look at what we think we know now, or the viewpoints, or the political acceptability of things as they are now, and look in the yesteryear mirror and apply the same standards to then. So then this Gadsden flag, which I don't even believe he had that on his shirt. He had a mixture, a combo kind of a thing. But nevertheless, the don't tread on me idea and all this stuff. I don't believe that when you look back at the founding fathers and back at the revolutionary days, they had this to reject England. It was a symbol of patriotism, a symbol of the Declaration of Independence, a symbol of self-determination, a symbol of God, family, and country, and liberty to these people. It was not a what it is modern day manipulated to be. And I don't think we can put on the modern day lens and assess that. I also don't think when I look back at the founding fathers, I may have some different views on slavery than they did and do, but I am smart enough to bring forward the good that they did and ignore some of the mistakes they made. Okay, they're not perfect, neither are we. I hope my children, me as a parent, I hope my children look at the good I've done and ignore the mistakes I've made. I haven't been a perfect father, but I've done my very best for them. I really have. I've given them my heart, my love, my all. And I, you know what? I hope they do better than I do as the next generation. As parents and as fathers and husbands and wives. And okay, I hope my children do better than I do, Kurt. But I don't think 20, you know, 50, 100, 500 years later, they can look at all the mistakes I made and say, man, you know what? Sam was a hate-filled idiot. My dad was probably a little bit more racially divided and racist than me. I don't think he meant to be. I just think that's the culture and society he grew up in. Just imagine two or three or four or five generations how it was. I'm not defending that position, but I'm saying you can't use the modern lens to look back and apply that modern filter to that reality. Well, the same thing with this Gadsden flag. And you can't criticize Chris Pratt saying, don't tread on me. He's celebrating the liberty that our founding fathers fought for. I don't think that he's defending everything they did. Okay. Anyway, there you go. Any other comments on this one, Kurt?
No, I can't think of anything else to add, Sam.
All right. Anyway, I think it's a really important discussion to have, though. We've got to be kind to the previous generations. Hey, Kurt, do you know what a wife guy is? Speaking of this.
You said a wife guy?
Yes, sir. W-I-F-E, wife guy. Do you know what a wife
probably
guy is?
Somebody who does the home duties instead of, going
I
away
wish.
From the house.
So it's a derogatory term on the internet, Kurt. It's going viral. Now, in the past, if somebody said, are you a wife guy? I would say, yes, I am. And so would you, Kurt. A wife guy, in my mind, would mean somebody who loves his wife, somebody who's promised fidelity to her, someone who has committed his life to her, somebody. I would strongly consider myself a wife guy in the past. You know what I mean? I celebrate marriage. I think marriage is one of the greatest institutions ever known to man, in my opinion, ordained of God. And so I would consider myself a wife guy. And I hope my wife would consider herself a husband girl and you know, this kind of thing. But now it's a derogatory term, Kurt, and they're using this term wife guy for someone who is either one of two things, somebody who kind of mocks their wife and or somebody who is so into their wife that they're just like, oh, what's the words to use on the radio that would describe this? Somebody who's so into their wife, they're not a real man. They don't have their own. They're not an individual in and of themselves. They're just kind of an appendage of their wife, or they have so much praise for their wife that they can't see straight. They're just like whipped or whatever. And so a wife guy is somebody who gets on the internet and praises their wife and promotes their wife, and everything their wife does is just above reproach, and they put their wife on a pedestal, and it's almost bordering on wife worship, Kurt, or mocking a wife. And it basically, you know, dovetails into the feminist movement where, hey, if you're a wife guy, then you're a guy that doesn't have any manhood in you. You're just basically an appendage to the feminist movement. And anyway, it's making the rounds on the internet is what is a wife guy is kind of the question that I thought I'd bring it to everybody's attention so they kind of understand. Kurt, they basically, in this sense, in my opinion, they've turned good into evil and evil into good once again. And they've absolutely perverted. Every male should be a wife guy. If they have a wife, then they should love their wife. And what do you promise when you marry her? That you'll cherish her and love her and care for her. And, you know, you'll be with her forever or for life, or whatever. And, you know, it's a serious, it's the greatest, one of the greatest commitments you'll ever make, right? So everybody should be a wife guy who's married. And everybody who's not married should be working towards becoming a wife guy. But see, that's in God's ordained order of things, Kurt, and understanding that marriage is a gift from God and marriage is ordained of God, right? And everybody should want to be a wife guy. I mean, it should be something that we don't, but we would never border on worshiping our wives. Okay, we only worship God, not our wives, and I don't think wives should worship husbands either. And what they've done is they've taken this God-intended idea, Kurt, and they've created, in my opinion, a very evil satanic counterfeit. And what they've done is perverted it to the extreme. So these extremists are like worshiping their wives. Everything their wife does is perfect and above reproach. And I get having a healthy dose of looking at the good in your wife or your spouse and ignoring the mistakes that everybody's human, right? I understand that marriage takes a great degree of, you know, toleration of each other in some ways and stuff like that. And I'm for that. But when you take it to the extreme and it borders on this worship or putting your wife a holier than thou, it perverts it from God's intent. What God intended was the man and the woman to stand side by side and look to God. And it's kind of like a triangle between a man and a woman and God. And you know what? As they work together and love one another and follow God's laws together and raise family together and do all that God intended for a male and a female to do together, that triangle leads them to the same point, which is God. All I'm telling you is that this mockery, this perversion, it seems like nothing is sacred anymore, Kurt. But I hope to be a wife guy in the traditional sense, but in the modern manipulation that they are perverting now, Kurt, I reject it. And I highlighted it because it's becoming a phenomenon on the internet. Isn't that weird stuff? Wow. I just find that super weird, Kurt. Right? All right, Kurt. Severe defect. Kurt wants to tell you about new cars. Thousands of new cars headed for scrap. What's up with this, Kurt? All right. Well, we'll try to see if we can't get Kurt back. In the meantime, we'll work on a few different stories here. There's a bunch of stories about schools and sexual perversions, and it's just out of control. I guess the British could release an Iranian oil tanker seized at Gibraltar. And this is kind of an interesting discussion because Donald right now just, what, took down a drone? Folks, I fear we're going to war. I fear we're becoming more and more of a war mentality. Anyway, what a sad tale to tell with that. I pray we don't go to war, but, you know, I am afraid that Donald Trump is getting dangerously close. He's literally, I don't know, following the advice or the input of the hawkish folks in his administration. It is scary to say the least. Hey, Dennis Prager says Breitbart News has some of the most impressive people I know. That's a pretty good endorsement from our buddy Dennis Prager to Breitbart. And I think Dennis is right. I think Breitbart has some tremendous news people. I think it was better when Breitbart himself was alive, the founder. And his death is under very strange circumstances. Again, they'll call me a conspiracy nut for bringing that up, but I'm not comfortable with what we know and with the conclusions drawn and with what the government claims happened and stuff like that. I'm not really comfortable with all that. Nevertheless, Breitbart does do a phenomenal job. And Dennis Prager, realizing that, we're getting more and more patriots that are starting to see the great work of one another. And this is really what Liberty Roundtable is all about, is why I highlight it so much. You know, we need to work together, folks. Dennis Prager, us, Breitbart, WorldNet Daily. You know, we all need to work together and just promote God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property. Anyway, good for Dennis Prager. Back in seconds, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
we're having a heat wave in the lower 48, as at least two-thirds of the country will be feeling it right through the weekend. The lead forecaster with the National Weather Service, Bob Orovic, says...
So I'd say the worst day is probably going to be Saturday. Along with the high temperatures, there's going to be pretty high levels of humidity, and the combination is going to be producing some very high heat indices. And we do anticipate the heat indices to be anywhere from 105 to 110 degrees across those areas.
The war of words not stopping between President Trump and Minnesota Congresswoman Democrat Ilhan Omar. Trump blasting the media today for covering what he called a tiny staged crowd as they greeted foul-mouthed Omar. Omar arrived at an airport in Minneapolis last night, greeted by supporters after at a rally on Wednesday for Trump. They were chanting, "Send her back," when he mentioned her. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
In Chicago, an active shooter drill goes wrong, and it sparks panic and a massive police and fire response. They all responded yesterday after getting calls about an active shooter in a building in the city's Loop. It was evacuated. Several streets were shut down. Police say a text message was sent to workers in the building indicating an active shooter situation was going on, but in the end, it was all part of a drill that the workers hadn't been told about. Iran's disputing his claim, but President Trump says a U.S. Navy warship shot down an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz yesterday.
Ignoring multiple calls to stand down and was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew. The drone was immediately destroyed.
Since the president spoke there late yesterday, Iran has said all of its drones are accounted for, suggesting that the U.S. Navy may have accidentally downed an American drone over the strait. And this is USA Radio News.
We got Kurt back. Technical glitches everywhere. Blame it on Comcast. Hopefully they'll get their act together one of these days and create stable internet. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, in the modern day, that's the least they can do. They got the spying on us to an optimal, but they can't keep the internet up for us. You know what I mean? It's crazy. All right, severe defect. Thousands of Subaru new cars, Kurt.
Yeah, it looks like, Sam, they got some little problem with them where they can't be just, you know, recalled and whatever. They just got to smash them up and start over. Pretty amazing.
Is that what they really got to do?
Well, that's what they say. Severe defect, you know.
What do you think? Do you think that we got to go to that level?
You know, the thing that I find interesting on this whole car thing is, man, there's just so many cars and so many types and so much competition there that most of the time you can buy almost any of them and have a pretty good vehicle, and for a guy like me that has, you know, like a 21-year-old van, I'm grateful with all these people that, well, I don't really want them to get in debt, but that they spend a lot of money buying new things, because, you know, someday I get to buy it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you could buy one of these new defect cars, Kurt.
Yeah, a little cheaper, I suppose. But in this case, there were 2,100 of them. They said they had faulty welds that not only could lead to an accident, according to the automaker, but increase the risk of injuries to vehicle occupants if one occurs. So, you know, Hats off to Subaru, NBC News, and WorldNet Daily Boys. But I don't think you're going to hear a lot of this story simply because, well, they advertise a lot, Sam.
Yeah, part of the problem in my mind, too, in this case, Kurt, is they don't... You know, it's hard to know why they cover certain cases and other ones they don't. For example, they sure beat up on VW people pretty good when they had that scandal. But this severe defect is kind of interesting. You know, Subarus are usually great cars, too, with a great, what do they call it, consumer rating and stuff like that, Kurt? Usually Subarus do quite well in that stuff.
Well, and to me, when you compare it to that VW story where they were basically fudging the numbers, changing it so that they could pass their things, I mean, they got into the realm of the environment, Sam, and I mean... You can hardly repent of that, you know, in this modern world we live. I mean, they were going to hurt the earth. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Kurt wants to tell you about Derek Duggar. Brave new schools, ladies and gentlemen. Security guard Eric Duggar, I guess, has sexual contact with multiple students, forces 15-year-old girl to perform oral relations. Fox 8, Cleveland, Ohio, dealt with it. He was put, 4 years behind bars is all?
Well,
Derek Duggar, 29
and,
years old, was arrested in November.
We bring it up. You ask, well, you know, he was arrested way back then, and it's barely coming out. You know,
yeah, when was this again?
Well, they say... let's see, reading this story, it says court documents said, he was arrested in November. Here we are in July, Sam, right?
So, yes, sir.
I'm like, why is this barely coming out? I believe stories like this are held off, number one, because government schools look bad enough already, and this just makes them look worse. The standard media doesn't want to cover it because... they don't really want to address the solutions, Sam, like returning, you know, the Ten Commandments to school, God in our society, you know.
Good
but,
point.
Yeah, they're going to leave that alone.
So I'm going to just change the headline and not focus on all the sex part, and I'm just going to put brave new government schools, Kurt. Right?
Yeah, and yet it's really the same old stuff we've seen for a long time.
Yes, sir. Well, what do you expect, you know? I mean, when you have the Communist Manifesto live and well, buddy.
They don't want to really go to the solutions. And the solutions are you eliminate those type of places, those godless, you know, institutions, and you restore God to our society in its proper location.
Yeah, you know? Kurt, you're going to love this piece. Headline says, new election systems... use vulnerable software. Tommy Abdullah writes the piece. Did you see this one?
I think I did. I thought, yeah, that's all we need is some more.
I guess it's Tammy Abdullah, T-A-M-I.
I mean, you know, basically, you know, we've got these systems that are, you know, so hackable. And yet, you know, we claim we're trying to be, have our election system very protected, right? You know, does that make sense?
You know, but here's the thing that I want to challenge a little bit. This idea that new software is the problem. Hey, Kurt, the old software, the software that we've been using for years uses vulnerable software. So, you know, I appreciate Tammy and, you know, her highlighting this piece, but I feel a little bit different about the truth, right?
Well... You know, in her AP story, she's saying that these new election systems are using the old software. They're saying that they've got Windows 7 and it's reaching its end of life, meaning that Microsoft stops providing technical support. But the bottom line is, Sam, hey, when you've got computers, people that know computers can actually... work around in there, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. And it's something that we really need to highlight and be cognizant of, Kurt. What I find fascinating, though, is this. You know how I've documented over the last several days, big time, along with Joel Skousen and other people here, about how the government literally controls every aspect of big software and big internet and connectivity and everything. And they've turned it into a massive intentional surveillance state, right? I've highlighted the military, the CIA, the NSA, the DARPA, the, you know, Pentagon, the, you know, government, big high-tech business, literally every name involved with, quote, NQTEL, this government funding, a corporate arm or whatever else. And a lot of it's classified and non-classified. I've highlighted all that, right? And I'm going to ask you a question, Kurt. What are the chances that these election systems are not controlled by the government, but by good, honest citizens that and companies that have built the software?
I think the chance is pretty small.
So, I would say it's virtually zero, Kurt.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, if they're going to control all these other aspects and monitor us and track us and create this control system, you think they're going to leave the voting situation alone, Kurt? They're going to be in everything else but, oh, by golly, they wouldn't touch voting. That would be like crossing the line. Right? They wouldn't do that. See? And so I'm convinced.
Just imagine, Sam, if this big, long AP story actually suggested the fix for this.
Well, they're not going to do that.
Right.
They never do that. That's one of the big differences between Liberty Roundtable and all these other people, Curtis. We talk about the fix. So these new election systems use vulnerable software, writes Tammy Abdullah. And I would come back and say, why do we need computers for vote counting anyway, Kurt?
Yeah, or the other question is, what software isn't vulnerable?
Yeah, and I would come back and say, why don't we have open election systems with checks and balances to confirm the totals? Why don't we have paper ballots plus computers for double check? And there's transparent ways to do this, Kurt.
Well, yeah, but that would make it so that you couldn't. I mean, you could know when you were being scammed, Sam.
Well, you're right about that, but I just have to point out what the real solutions are, Kurt.
Good point.
All right, the United Nations is in the news, Kurt. India is what it's about, lifted 271 million people out of poverty in 10 years, buddy. Isn't that a headline you had?
Yeah, no, I saw that and I thought, wonder how they figured out how they were lifted out of poverty. And, you know, when I think of poverty and the UN, they kind of go together to me, you know what I mean? Sam?
What does?
The UN and poverty.
Kurt.
Simply because this is from the Hindu.com. You know, you don't
kind of like gun free zones and murders
that's exactly
go together.
Right.
Idea.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, imagine if we didn't have the UN and we had good governments everywhere, and people could, you know, do transactions and things like that, take care of their families without having the UN tell them what to do or. You know, any evil government anywhere, Sam, they might lift themselves out of poverty.
Well, and I don't want to know how you define poverty, though, Kurt. I know this is kind of weird, but what does poverty mean? Like right now, we say a lot of people are in poverty in America, and they're on food stamps, and they have colored TV and internet and phones, and, you know, you got an Obama phone and a big old screen TV and food stamps, and you're in poverty, right, Kurt? You got Section 8 housing
great
and government
point,
subsidies
Sam.
And welfare everywhere, but, I mean, compared to real poverty, you're living the high life, baby. Hang tight.
Dad, can you make him stop?
Honey, he needs to practice.
He's been at it an hour.
Well, just trying to be patient.
Dad, it sounds like a cat calling for help or something.
Worse, a basement full of cats.
Yeah.
You know, hon, it is a little hard on the ears.
Not you, too.
Well, maybe we can all play a game. Andrew, do you want to play a board game? How about we watch a video? Hide and seek? Oh, I don't know. I give up.
Maybe we could all just sneak out of the house.
Honey, he's 9 years old. We can't leave him home alone.
And
we can make him practice with a sock.
Well, I guess we'll have to get some ice cream.
Did I hear someone say ice cream?
Family, isn't it about time?
Oh, I see the practice hasn't hurt your ears.
Well, I'm a serious musician.
Funny that you never seem to get better on that thing.
Works every time.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hey, where'd all these cats come from?
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Back with you live, Sam and Kurt on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues here. All right, so let's see. What story are we on now? Man, there's a lot of headlines. India lifted 271 million people out of poverty, but in 10 years, they say. I don't even know how to define what poverty is these days. For example, the homeless, if you give them $5 or $10, many of them will use it on drugs and not even food. Is that poverty? Whereas there are a lot of true people in poverty, folks, that cannot be ignored. I don't mean to be flippant about this, but, you know, you never know who's who. And that's why it takes nonprofits and churches and local people and neighbors to really find out when there's a legitimate need and when there's not. And when there's a legitimate need to go to work as ministers to solve it. And when there's not a legitimate need to expose it as a fraud. All right, Fox News discriminates against real conservatives, Kurt. We see this more and more and more and more. And Larry Klayman calls for right-thinking networks to snatch FNC viewership. What do you say to that, Kurt?
Well, you know, he's suggesting we need more competition. And, you know, and he's calling Fox, who, you know, some people say, well, they're the conservatives' voice. He's calling like he sees it.
Yes, he is. And I really appreciate Larry's point on this. We have got to start to take action for the things that matter to us and put our money where our mouth is. And I think Larry Klayman's saying the same thing in a little bit of a different way, Kurt. All right. Kurt wants to talk about TP now. Kurt?
Well, there's this, story. I don't know if you got to read it, but I thought it was interesting because, you know, they're saying how... you know, it's either racism or environmentalists. Those are, or environmental kind of stories. These are the top most important things. And this is coming to us from sfgate.com. So you're talking about the San Francisco Golden Gate, you know, area. And they say the fluffy toilet paper you're buying is helping kill Canada's ancient forest. Now, I mean, you should be quite concerned, Sam, but apparently they say down there in the Bay Area they recycle plastics, glass, paper, cans religiously, all this stuff. They bring their tote bags to the supermarket. They install low flush toilets and water-saving shower nozzles. They compost food scraps and milk cartons. But, like everyone else, they love a good deal. So for bulk products at a discount, many of us turn to Costco, a big box favorite that lives up to its mission statement to provide its members with quality goods and services at the lowest possible prices. They talk about how people buy these, they almost call them like hay bale size things of toilet paper. They call them particularly the soft, fluffy kind that's marketed for American bottoms. And they say it's, environmentally destructive to the planet, Sam. They even cite this boreal forest, and they call it a vast landscape of aspen, evergreen, and birch trees, covering more than half of Canada. They say since 1996, 22 million acres, series one to get in on this, I guess, But anyway, they say 22 million acres, an area roughly the size of Indiana, have been cut down to produce what's called virgin fiber pulp. I guess this is the key ingredient in what's called premium toilet paper and hand tissues. So I guess what they're saying, Sam, is you can't use like a tree that you produced yourself. You have to have these old trees that make the best toilet paper. I just wasn't aware of that. It's certainly going to change my activity when it comes to this thing, you know. What about you?
It is going to change your activity?
I'm just kidding you, Sam.
I'm of the opinion all you got to do, Kurt, if you want to know my opinion, is plant trees.
Well, that's what companies do, Sam. These companies that cut down trees,
yeah,
they realize that they need more trees to keep selling their product, and so they actually plant more. I don't know if you knew that, but it's pretty amazing how they do that. And even if they don't, guess what? Trees just pop up there. You know, they start growing, even when somebody didn't just plant one. It's pretty amazing, you know. I mean, you can almost ask this writer and say, well, who planted all those virgin forests in the first place?
Oh, imagine that. You can't be asking that question.
Yeah. Yeah.
But all I can tell you is I support planting trees and caring for the environment. You know, but I'm not going to go with the blame. They say, well, things have gotten so bad in Congress, folks, you won't believe it, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, they've actually, well, they had a priest pray, and they were casting out all spirits of darkness. No report about all Congress critters going home and being, you know, cast out. But, you know, I mean, at least they prayed, Sam, right?
Well, I mean, I guess I'm for getting rid of any evil, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you'd think you'd basically have nobody left in Congress almost.
Yeah, but I think there is darkness on the House floor in many cases, Kurt. That's a true story.
Amen.
All right, Ilhan Omar used false name to enter the U.S. New claim amid growing evidence that she married her brother in a massive immigration scheme, according to WND.com, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, Sam. Now, I don't think you're going to see much coverage of this kind of story.
Well, you're seeing a little bit of coverage in denial of it right now in the mainstream press, Kurt. They're saying there's no evidence that any of this is true.
Yeah.
And what's the first rule, Kurt, we usually find?
Well, nothing is official until it's been denied.
So. Yeah, I find that fascinating that they're claiming there's no pay dirt to it. But again, it reminds me of the Bill Clinton scenario about Epstein. You know, Bill denies it. Evidence shows it. Who do you believe? It's like the Barack birth certificate. Hey, you know what? Barack says it's legitimate. But everybody else has documented that it's forged. And we're not going to get the pay dirt or the answer on these things. They're just going to let them, you know, you're a conspiracy nut. Right?
Yep.
I mean, you probably believe Seth Rich was murdered or something like that, don't you, Kurt? For other purposes than just a robbery gone wrong. You know, see, and they go down this road to where you just don't get answers to any of these things.
Yep.
It's intentional, it seems like that. Did Omar use a false name, Kurt? And did she marry her brother in an immigration scheme? What's the truth?
Yeah, that is the main question. What is the truth? So if you're not really a truther and you just want lies, then don't go there.
You're one of those truthers, huh? Wow.
That's exactly
I knew you'd see. And they just go on and on. Whenever they can't win the argument, Kurt, from a factual point of view, they just go to character assassination. And if character assassination, painting you as a conspiracy nut doesn't work, then they'll go to, like, race. You're a racist. If that doesn't work, then you're a sexist. If that doesn't work, they'll make up false sex charges about you. Kurt, back in, you know, 67, you were probably, you know, something in a dressing room with somebody somewhere, somehow, right? Now, the first thing you're going to do is say it's not true. See, he's in denial now, folks. And they just go these psychotic rounds. You just can't trust any of them is the problem, Kurt.
Great point, Sam.
Our prayers are with Roy Moore, though, that he wins. I'll tell you that right now.
Amen to that.
Tell your senators to vote no, Kurt, on Judge Osterden. Do you know about this?
No, but I saw the
Anyway, AFA
American Family
telling us about this, saying, hey, this is serious business. And I think they're right, Kurt, in that, you know, this this judge, I guess, doesn't, what, want to stand for the truth on abortions and stuff like that? Is that the deal with him? So we got to vote no on the guy?
I think so.
I agree. We got to vote no. But I don't know that I'm going to be voting on the judge, am I, Kurt? Do I get a choice to vote on that thing?
I don't think so, Sam.
All right, so I got to tell my senators, and, you know, my senator, Mike Lee, is doing good in many ways, but my senator, who's that other guy? Oh, Mitt, is that who it is?
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of confidence in old Mitt representing me, but nevertheless, I got Mitt and Mike. And, you know, Mike does a lot of good. But he misses a lot of things, too, Kurt. It's kind of a rough deal. All right, Trump picks Scalia's son for a huge role. Did you see this, Kurt?
No, I didn't.
All right, Trump, or Scalia's son, I don't have his name handy. Maybe you can get his name for me here.
Probably Mr. Scalia.
I'm glad Kurt's got that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he's, you know, a missus. I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
For a huge role, I guess we're talking about Labor Secretary, aren't we, Kurt? To replace this, who had to step down? What was that guy's name?
Was it Acosta?
Yeah.
Not sure.
Alex Acosta or whatever. Anyway, he might pick Scalia's son, and they say Donald Trump has been pretty close to the Scalia family ever since the passing of Justice Scalia, and therefore it's a wise, good pick and stuff like that, and I pray that's all true, Kurt.
Yeah, I guess it's Gene Scalia. And, you know, sound of Edson and
Gene, Scalia. How do you spell Gene? G-E-N-E?
Yes, sir.
All right, Gene. For Labor Secretary. Isn't it Labor Secretary they're talking about, Kurt?
Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
I hate it when they just write for a huge role. And they want it to be secret. And you got to click 96 times and deal with all the advertisers just to find out the guy's name and to find out what the role is. That stuff bugs me, Kurt.
Really?
I mean, it's not necessary. Why don't you just deliver the headlines, man? Oh, because, Sam, then they won't click, and then we can't have Google track the traffic, and then Google can't pay us a bunch of money, right? Right? I mean, isn't that the deal? And I'm just not...
I think so, Sam.
...necessarily into the traffic bait, Kurt. I mean,
You need to assimilate, Sam.
Anyway, I'm for it. I just... It's got to be a better way is all I can tell you.
Yeah.
But I hope Scalia's son can do a good job, and it might just be the focus we need on labor to back off some of these bad union rules that give the union special favors, literally towards violence and everything else, Kurt. Stealing your money, I mean, just all kinds of, what do you call it, blue-collar shenanigans?
Yeah.
All right, and I hope that this Gene guy can see the truth, and Don and Gene and others can stand and stop it and say, look, people have the right to free association. People shouldn't be forced to join a union just to work. People should be able to have free association and free to know where their money's going, transparency about where your money's going. If I'm going to pay dues to something, I need to know what the dues are being paid for, and I should have the right, the ability to decide that I want something different, right?
Yep.
So, you know, I sure pray Donald's got a good pick there. I've been so disappointed, Kurt, in so many of the picks that Donald has. It's just amazing. But hopefully there's a good one here. Congress warned Google can sway vote to Democrats, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam, but don't they sway it away from the Constitution Party and the Independent American Party and all those others?
All the time.
And just leave the Democrats and the Republicans as your only choice.
Yes. I mean, I don't see what the big deal is, Kurt.
Snafu, baby.
There you have it, folks. 2 hours in the can. I don't trust Google at all, but, you know, Congress is just starting to get it. Doesn't Congress know that the government created Google? Either with black op money or congressional approved money, don't know which. One way should be a scandal for criminal prosecution, and the other way, they're responsible too, right, Kurt? God save the Republic.